The legislative redistricting and elections of 2022 have brought some new faces to the state capitol, and that includes the newest state senator for part of southern Brooklyn, Democrat Yiwen Chu, a former journalist and assembly staffer who joins us on the Capitol Press Room. Welcome to the show, Senator, and congrats on your election.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what made you decide to take the leap from working behind the scenes as a staffer in the state assembly for a member to actually be the person out front running for office?
It's actually about representation. Mm-hmm. So I've been working behind the scenes as a staffer on the assembly side in the state government for 10 years. And I was also a local Democratic club president, so helping running campaign, supporting quality Democrats to take office, which I'm very proud of for this position. And it just started from end of the year 2021 and then jump into early January 2022. The conversation start to show, oh, there's a possibility about this Asian majority or plurality district coming up. And that's the moment ignite me to think about maybe it's about time to have Asian representation from Brooklyn.
Yeah, why in particular with a district that has a plurality Asian makeup, was it important to have a person of East Asian background representing that district?
I myself is an immigrant. I came here 18 years ago now. So I am an immigrant myself. I understand the struggle, daily life, an immigrant family, they actually need to facing and challenge and try to settle and provide for their family. They need to relearn social system, justice system, education system, healthcare system. When you actually don't have the language capacity, it's very hard and very challenging for those family. And I've been through those things.
Right.
And I'm lucky enough to have the language capacity to figure out myself and be in the public service to provide for other family and assist them. And that's the opportunity I would like to extend my social support system to those family, not just to the Asian family. This district also combines almost 20% Latino family. And I believe I represent the largest Muslim community in New York City as well. This district is a heavy immigrant district. So I would like to see myself more like a champion for immigrant family, not just to the Asian community.
So you've talked to both on the campaign trail and in the wake of your victory about your own immigrant experience coming to New York at the age, I think, 27.
Yes.
From Taiwan, and witnessing other immigrants trying to navigate institutions as they look to start a new life. So what, if anything, do you feel like you can do as a state senator to help ease that transition? Is it just about expanding access to different language services, or is there more that the state and you as a member of the state Senate can do?
So first, psychologically, I can provide a mental support.
Okay.
They will know there's someone they can comfortably understand the struggle of their life and very easy for them to access, because I've been providing the service in that district in public setting over 17 years, probably, because I was also a journalist, a local newspaper reporter. People do know me through that kind of capacity. And then I went to assembly as a staffer. So again, extended my constituent service in that capacity. The whole community and family and seniors or parents, they know where to find me and talk to me about their concern. So psychologically, I can provide the comfort in an extent. And also, when there's constituent real cases, they can come in with the language support. Right now, I'm hiring all my staff, putting on my office. So my office speak Mandarin, Cantonese, Urdu, Russian, Hebrew, Arabic, and sign language. And I'm still in hiring for Hispanic-speaking staff. As I said, I see myself as a champion for immigrant family who can come into this office and not hesitating, like there's no way for you to communicate with the state government. When those immigrant family, when they need help, need assistance from the government agency, language capacity is the first invisible barricade for them. They don't know how to access to it, or they don't even know the first thing, what program can actually help them. I see myself more like a bridge, a channel that I can bring their issue to the state government and also bring the resource and the program from the state, go down to their family, to the community, so they can actually get help, because I can help them and make them more aware about the state policy and state program.
So a lot of what you're talking about there, it has to do with constituent services.
Yes.
But obviously your job is going to be beyond just that. You have the legislative duties, you have to lobby in the budget. So from a statewide perspective, what should the state be doing better to serve the vast immigrant population that you represent and other lawmakers represent? I mean, you talk about language services that your office is providing, but what about the state agencies more broadly? Should they have people better equipped to handle language?
So how I see myself as a state legislator, I have three duties. One is budget. Mm-hmm. One is legislation. The third is constituent. And those three could actually, it's a combination for my work. The budget is about resource. Legislation is about protection. And constituent is about the service. If I don't know the needs from the constituent, how do I bring budget and resource coming back? How do I make legislation to actually reflect to the constituent's need? And that's how I see myself like in a role to combine those three to reflect the need for the district and the people of New York.
Well, for listeners just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're speaking with the newest state senator from Southern Brooklyn, Democrat Yiwen Chu. And you mentioned that in a previous life, you were a newspaper journalist. What was your beat? What did you cover? Who did you work for?
I used to work for Word Journal.
Okay.
It's one of the largest Chinese language newspaper in United States. And my beat is Brooklyn. I'm 100% Brooklyn-focused person, so I do know every corner of Brooklyn, especially Southern Brooklyn and Sunset Park, Decker, Bensonhurst, where the district I represented.
What did you like about reporting, and what did you hate about reporting?
So I don't hate about it.
Oh, come on. I've been a journalist for 10 years. There are things I cannot stand about this
job.
Before
I came here, I was a TV news reporter
okay.
in Taiwan. So reporting is about to see and to observe social issues. I'm a social issue person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I came here, immigrant here, for sociology, for my master's degree.
Right.
I would like to observe and see social issues and see if I can help provide solution. And being a reporter, not hate it, it's not enough. When I saw those issues, I cannot provide solutions. Sometimes, many times, I would like to offer help. And those victim family, they will hesitate because my role as a reporter, they will be like, you're up to some story about me, and which for me just want to provide constituent service help. And that's how I realized join the public service in the government level. I already see the issues. I may not able to find all the answers,
mm-hmm.
but if I can find solutions for those family and make their life a little better, that will be my achievement.
Did you have a preference on whether you liked being on TV or writing in a newspaper better?
They are all communication channel. For me, it's to the family. So however I can communicate, verbal, writing, video, they're all the same. They're channels, media channel, platforms. I have a communication undergraduate degree.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the content. It's not about the platform.
So, Senator, as someone with a background as a journalist, what do you think your fellow Democrats could do a better job on?
Messaging. I believe Democrats in New York actually doing so much for our family. But this year, we can see Southern Brooklyn, Hudson Valley, Long Island. We lost some positions, some offices. It's about the messaging. So I do believe in terms of using the media and bring our message to the constituent and to the voters, we need to make it more clear.
When it comes to messaging, one of the areas where Democrats are not necessarily doing a great job of conveying what they stand for and why they stand for has to do with public safety issues, including the 2019 criminal justice reforms that included changes to pretrial detention. What, if anything, are you looking for with regards to changes to pretrial detention this year? Because the governor has said she wants to give judges more discretion to keep people who are charged with serious crimes behind bars while they await their day in court. So anything that you're looking for on the pretrial detention realm?
It's a very complicated issue.
Yeah.
Right? We're trying to make the social system, this society works better for us. And I do believe there's no system is perfect. It's good. It's a great start
mm-hmm.
about the bail reform, the justice reform. But again, there's a lot of concern we should address and should listening again. And when we're doing those reform, communicating with the voter and with the constituent, so you can address their uncertainty and address those misunderstanding. Because sometimes, especially the district I'm representing, they are immigrant community. If you don't use the proper language, sometimes you just lost in translation and they pick up one term and just use their impression to translate, oh, this is what you're trying to do. But actually, like the judge discretion, it's actually in the bill, it's in the wording, but it's not coming down, trickle down to the daily life family. That's not how they interpret when they learn about this bill. So that could also be my mission, because I'm now in a position to explain to them better and in more detail what those reforms are about, and also address their concerns, bring it back to my colleague in the legislature side. Here's our constituent talking about those fear, those uncertainty. How do we address it?
Do you feel comfortable making the transition from working behind the scenes in state government to being the person out front on these issues?
It's not uncomfortable. It's adjusting to become a public figure because, yes, I was a staff, but get to do a lot of things, not taking the credit, not be the one to actually facing the camera or using a microphone. Now I'm in that position. That's the job it requires, so I will just do it.
Do you like it so far?
I like the capacity, how much I can do for the district and for the constituents. And I'm not thinking, putting any thoughts about like in front of camera or in front of microphone, but that's a communication channel and means. If that's something I need to do it, I will do it.
You've taken on a lot by yourself here. You've given yourself a lot to do, it sounds like. And it seems like you have a lot on your shoulder in terms of trying to improve not just the immigrant experience for people living in the 17th Senate District, but across the state. So do you worry about your capacity to take on all of that? Do you feel like this is something that could be overwhelming at times?
I'm not worried about those things. That's why I believe I built a strong coalition and I have great colleagues in a conference. That's something, again, I was local Democratic Club president. I helped elect senators in the local race, and they are friends. I know them before I start to run campaign, so we were friends. And we know each other, we know the community needs, and that's why I believe we can join as a coalition and support each other and pushing for things I would like to push and support them for things they would like to push.
And finally, how does growing up in Taiwan and becoming a young adult there while living in the shadow of mainland China impacted your views on democracy and your thoughts on how we as Americans maybe might take our democracy for granted?
That's a very good question. My grandparents, they are immigrant from China to Taiwan. I was born, raised, grew up in Taiwan. I grew up with the universal health care. I grew up with green energy, recycling. A few years ago, Taiwan elected first female president, and they legalized same-sex marriage years ago. It just, that's kind of like vision, how I grew up, and I found a surprise in New York. We're still talking about those things. We should have this years ago. But again, that's something on my shoulder, on my checklist. If I can help push for those things, love to be a support.
But what about Americans' sort of relationship with our democracy? For example, our participation in elections is pretty low. Is that something that was a surprise to you coming from Taiwan?
Yes, it is. When I was 20, I believe, I get to first time to get to vote. Mm-hmm. In Taiwan, the voting rate participating is about 70%, 70%. And here we're talking about 20% maybe.
So in some of our elections, yeah.
Yes. So it is a shocking. But again, that's because I believe, because here we have the whole infrastructure and foundation about democracy system being built. So some people do take it for granted about democracy and they're not exercising their civil right to take a vote, to actually be involved politically or civic engagement. And the way I grew up in Taiwan, democracy is not, it's a very new thing.
Yeah.
So people do cherish every opportunity they get to vote. That's how the participating rate is so high. My district is the lowest turnout in the whole New York State. So I would like to help people be more engaged, be more involved and learn more about the system and then encourage them to take more proactive role. So they can understand taking a vote. Once you go out to vote, that 5 minutes can make sure your voice being heard.
Well, we've been speaking with State Senator Yiwen Chu. She represents parts of Southern Brooklyn. Senator, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Support for the Capitol Press Room provided by the New York State AFL-CIO, a federation of 3,000 unions fighting for working people by keeping New York State union strong. Visit unionstrongny.org for more information. Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.